I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Gang violence in Haiti continues at a steady burn. On October 3rd, a gang attacked a community near Port-au-Prince, killing at least 70 people. The Dominican Republic says it'll deport up to 10,000 illegal migrants per week. Many of them will be Haitians. Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach says God is still bringing the gospel and vocational skills to Haitian women through their feminine training centers.
They have to learn to start small and save some money to the side so they can buy more materials to keep going. They'll do whatever they can to help improve the lives of their family.
Sewing, cosmetology, baking, cooking, and handcrafts are taught. Women also hear the gospel, some for the first time. You can help CWO offer scholarships to these women. We'll connect you at our website. And pray for peace in Haiti. And back in the 1980s, there was a big push for smuggling Bibles into communist China to meet the needs of believers there. But is Bible smuggling still necessary in China today? Reverend Jason Wolford, president of Mission Cry, says yes.
You look at the restrictions that the government has on the Bible, the amount of printing that they allow the Chinese government of the Bible with much oversight is about 150,000 copies annually. And so can you imagine the billions of people there that are waiting or wanting the Bible and or in secret sharing one page of the Bible amongst each other? So there is a desperate need.
Mission Cry works with Chinese Christians to smuggle in the Bibles. Pray God's word touches more hearts in China. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. Connecting partners, media, and you, we hope it'll embolden God's calling in your own life. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.